This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 1960, Ernie Harwell became the voice of the Detroit Tigers. In September 2009, as he battled cancer, the Hall of Famer made his final bow at Comerica Park.
In my almost 92 years on this earth, the good Lord has blessed me with a great journey. And the blessed part of that journey is that it's going to end here in the great state of Michigan. I deeply appreciate the people of Michigan. I love their grit. I love the way they face life. I love the family values they have. And you Tiger fans are the greatest fans of all. No question about that.
It's a measure of how much Michiganders loved Ernie back that Mitch Albom's play Ernie is now running for its fourth summer at the City Theater in the Hockey Town Cafe in Detroit. Two actors bring us this powerful story, and they're with us today. Peter Carey playing Ernie Harwell. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
And back for a fourth season as The Boy, we welcome T.J. Corbett. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Peter, this play actually is set on that final night at Comerica Park in 2009. Give us a sense of how the story's framed.
Well, you know who sets it up the best is T.J.
as
The Boy. Because here's the thing. He sets this whole thing up for Ernie. You're right. It is at Comerica Park. But there's a little twist on it.
It's on, like you said, the final night. He gives the farewell speech, and Ernie was a very humble, self-effacing guy. So he's kind of talking out into, you know, the fourth wall and says, well, Lulu, it's time for me to come home. And he's about to leave when, seemingly out of nowhere, this kid dressed in 1930s clothing shows up and says, I want to hear your broadcast. And Ernie says, well, I don't broadcast games anymore. And the kid says, well, I want to hear the broadcast of your life. So Ernie tells the kid the nine innings of his life.
And the kid has to work a little to get him because Ernie's so effacing.
Yeah.
He wants to go home to Lulu.
Got a lot of practice at being annoying. So,
well, TJ, you've been doing this play now. This is since it first opened in 2011. What most strikes you over these years about the audience reactions that you get?
It's because when I was growing up, like, I had listened to Ernie, but, you know, as a when he was on regularly, as like a 7 and 8 year old, I was like, oh, Ernie Harwell. I love Ernie Harwell. I was like Power Rangers. So there's, as I've gotten older, I kind of remember who he is, but kind of like hearing about the play and then going like Ernie Harwell and then finding like all this stuff that had been just like lying around the house all those years. It's like, oh my gosh, we've got a bunch of baseball Ernie Harwell stuff lying around the house.
It means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, it means a lot to a lot of people. And what I guess what strikes me the most is the people who come back, really. I mean, a lot of times people see a play and go, oh, that was great. That was great. We'll talk about that forever. But they just keep coming back. Sometimes more than once in a season, let alone people who come just once a year for the new
run. We had a gentleman the other night say, this is my third time seeing the play, and it's my first time seeing you as Ernie. So that people come back. They love the feeling, the energy that Ernie is and was. I say is because you just mention Ernie to somebody and they, oh, everybody has a story.
And when, as you talk to people, and now we should note that this is your first time leading as Ernie. You were understudy, so this is your first season. So you're coming out, people are waiting, but you're also seeing and feeling from the audience. What is it, do you think, people love about this man?
Well, I think we've mentioned this previously, that TJ and I, that when you were with Ernie, you were his best friend. You were the most important person in that room because he made you feel that way and you got his full attention. And he was the most endearing individual I've ever met and worked with. And I was thrilled to have the opportunity.
So here you are, portraying this icon. He is beloved. He's iconic. How do you take someone who's that important to people and make it something that has audiences going, ah, yeah, that's Ernie, but not be doing an impersonation? Was that a tough balance to strike?
It is. That's a great question. You don't want to be an impersonator. You want to channel Ernie. You want to respect his spirit and who he was. and at the same time give people a sense of come along on this journey with us through the nine innings of Ernie's life. And working with TJ has been wonderful because we've really had an opportunity to explore not only Ernie's life, but how to best portray it and share it with people.
Mm-hmm. How do you work at that, TJ?
Well, oh, he's just good.
Sometimes you just got it. But I guess a lot of it is, and the gentleman who played Ernie previously, Will Young, had, I guess, he phrased it in a way that I guess just kind of came about from the little like talkbacks they do, is we're careful to not make him a caricature, but he's a character. And it's not, you know, people understand that they're not coming to see a 92-year-old man. They're coming to see a character portrayed as a 92-year-old man. And I think it kind of helps with us finding the fun in it and finding the back and forth in the play. Mm-hmm. And like Peter said, really embodying that spirit, like that humility, but that joyous, embracing, just
he found
human
joy
being.
In everything. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was just humanist. Is that the right word? I don't want to misspeak.
But this is also a man at this time who knows he's dying.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Very aware he's dying.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
That brings a whole different level to your acting and how you experience this whole thing. And that's one of the things I want to give a big shout out to Will for building Ernie for the first 3 years and doing such a wonderful job. And as an understudy for the last 2 years, I learned a lot from him. And I dearly love Will. And when Mitch came and said, okay, we're bringing you up from the farm leagues. You know,
moving up from Toledo.
That's right. He's coming up from the mud hens. So that was a big step. And you take a giant leap in from understudy to lead. You bring some things that you want to do.
If you have just joined us, we are talking about the play Ernie, Mitch Albom's play, now in its fourth summer at the City Theater in Detroit, as we talk with Peter Carey, who plays Ernie Harwell, and T.J. Corbett, who plays the boy. And I'm wondering, would you share a scene with us?
Sure. We could probably... Do you have a favorite you'd like to do?
Yeah, I saw it last Friday, and there is a point toward the end where the boy and Ernie are talking, and Ernie kind of goes through his... calls.
Oh, the iconic calls.
The iconic calls, and then a recognition of where he's at in his life.
Two for the price of one.
I'm sorry?
What you'd say in a double play? Do it, please.
Grounded a trammel over to Whitaker to Evans, that's two for the price of one.
Yeah, do another.
strike three looking, he's called out for excessive window shopping.
Yes.
That one is long gone.
Long gone.
Long gone. Like me pretty soon. I'm dying.
I know.
I got this thing in my bile duct. Cancer. They can't operate. I wouldn't want them to. I don't want to go out in pieces, radiated, cut up and vomiting. I'm 91 years old. You can just say goodbye and be grateful, right?
Are you afraid of dying?
And then we go into a very emotional...
Yes, we do. And there was sniffling galore from the audience, which...
I love telling the husbands, like, bring tissue. And yeah. I like, look at the wife and I'm like, make him bring a tissue.
Because they do. And we heard lots of snuffling around it. And it also struck me as I watched the audience, you did have a good number of older people that you knew grew up with Ernie. But there were younger folks there, too, and the sniffling was pretty, you know, widespread. But, Peter, you actually had – you come out, both of you, and talked to audience members after, and you had a special conversation the other night with someone with the last name of Hardwell. Talk about that to us.
Well, for us, for TJ and I to come out and see this – there was this big hulking gentleman out in the lobby, and he had this thick Georgia twang, and he introduced himself to us. And then we're in awe because it's Ernie Harwell's nephew. And he introduced us to his wife and his son. Now, not giving away a lot about the play, but there is, in the early innings, he talks about his brother Davis. And, well, this is Davis's son, and his son is named after his grandfather, so his name is Davis. And
we didn't put this together till after
the
show.
After the whole show.
Everybody went home, and then we're like, wait a minute, was that Davis's son?
Yeah, we're texting each other going, wait a minute, wait, is this... And so it unfolds for us later on, but it's very moving because we were talking to him, and you wonder, how did you honor the man to this family member? And he said, we had tissues out 2 minutes in, and his wife gave me a big hug and a kiss, and she said, you have no idea what you did in terms of bringing him back. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was she was barely hanging on the whole time. I mean, yeah. It was like she was on right on that fence of just breaking down into tears.
And we're with her.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Tears. That does really hammer at home what really a responsibility it is to do honor to this man that's so beloved by so many. You know, as we saw the play last weekend, it really struck me that Ernie is really a story about more than sports, that it takes us through so much of the 20th century in America and in Michigan through Ernie's eyes. And I'm wondering what each of you think. What was Ernie Harwell's Michigan?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Do you want to take that one first?
I guess you haven't been asked that question before.
No. That's why I love coming here.
Go read his poem, Baseball.
Yeah.
That, I think, is probably the biggest thing. Listen to the sound clip they played at the beginning of this, too. And then I think it's everything Michigan. Go to Tiger Stadium. Go to Detroit. Go to – I mean, I don't know where he traveled. I'm sure it's in some of his books. Just – I'm sure Michigan was home for him. So
he loved it and was loved by it.
Yes.
It was this exchange of energy and love and respect. And he honestly was heartbroken when Tiger Stadium was torn down.
Yeah.
And there's a line in our play that came straight from him. When they tore Tiger Stadium down, it felt like they were taking a piece of me, too. And so it is. It's a mutual love. It's an admiration. And he was an icon and still is. You go to Comerica Park and you tap on that bronze statue.
Yeah, absolutely, every time.
I get a little tingle.
Well, Mitch Albom's Ernie runs now through August 17th at the City Theater inside the Hockey Town Cafe in Detroit. And we got more than a tingle watching that play. Mitch's play is beautiful, and you both really brought that story to life tremendously powerful way. You can get ticket information through OlympiaEntertainment.com or Ticketmaster. Peter Carey, T.J. Corbett, thank you so much.
Thank you.